You know what that sound means. It's the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene on 89.5 FM. Never ever do I like interrupting the great Queen Bee, Beyonce. Had a little mic change there real quickly. Hopefully that sounds better. Never do I like interrupting the great, the greatest, I'd even say, Beyonce, when she's doing her thing. And I'm bumping some fantastic tunes, but we do have some sports to get to, you know, unfortunately. So, it is Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. I am Tim Rocky here. I have got some sports numbers, news, nonsense for you up in the studio today. And we're going to be talking about a host of different things, but you'll notice the theme right off the bat. Played a little bit of Beyonce. We've got some Paul Wall beats. Yeah. Paul Wall's from Houston, and so is Beyonce. You seeing the theme here? Are you putting it all together? Houston won the World Series, ladies and gentlemen. Took it to Game 7. Made it happen. 5-1 over the Dodgers. Charlie Morton gets the win. Yu Darvish in the loss. We're going to go over that in excruciating detail. Don't you worry. It's going to happen very, very soon. But first, I've been doing quite a bit of coverage for the Frontiersman. I got to do some swimming, which was a lot of fun. Swimming and diving. Not just the swimming, but they dive as well. They do both. First they swim, then they dive, and then they swim some more. So I just want to go off for a couple minutes on how much fun it was to watch the swimmers go at what they were going at. Camille Dayton of Colony got... Oh, and then I've got to find all these results again. She got a third and a fifth place. I'm going to do this off the dome. I'm freestyling here. But I do remember these topics. Camille Dayton of Colony Senior got a fifth and a third place. Jake Simmons in his individual events got 2 second places. He was less than a tenth of a second off of the title in both. Camille Dayton, third in the girls 200 IM and fifth in the girls 100 butterfly. So she can swim a lot of different strokes and she can swim fast. Jake Simmons, the Colony super swimmer, was, like I said, less than a tenth of a second off of getting a state title in both of his events. And that has, you know, he set records. He, I believe, is the seventh fastest time for 17-year-olds in the 100 back. And good for Jake. He's doing a great job in the pool. Man, that's got to hurt, though. He was so close. It was so much fun getting to watch him over the last couple weeks lead this team in the pool, leading the people that cheer the swimmers on outside the pool, because you know swimming is the loudest sporting event that I have ever been at in the Valley. I'm saying it right now. Palmer Wasilla basketball? No. Palmer Wasilla football? No. Palmer Wasilla baseball? Please. What else? What else is going to compete? Soccer? Definitely not. Track? No. Cross-country running? Try again. Swimming. Because not only are there 300 swimmers who are going bananas over these races, especially the relay races, but what's happening is it's all bouncing off the walls in the pool and coming right back at you. And these coaches, too. I've never seen signals like swimming coaches give, right? So for baseball, I've got my I've got my signals that I'm giving to tell them what to do, and those you're not allowed to know because those are secret signals. Definitely none of the other teams know what my signals are. That's not a thing. But I've basically got hands up, right? Hands up. I've got hands up, and I've got arm going in a circle. Those are my two signals. I've got hands up, I've got stop, and I've got go. Those are, when they're looking at me, I've got two hands up and arm in a circle. And I tell them every year, you know, I hope that you hurt my shoulder because my arm goes in a circle so much. But swimmers have these weird signals. So I covered Coach Brettrager, and it was the end of an era at Colony as Coach Brettrager stepping down, retiring from her post as the Colony High School head coach, now for the second time, but she came back. Gave it three extra years after when she left. It wasn't quite going as smoothly as she knew it could have been. So she stepped in, helped out. She's got a successor lined up. So it's there will be Colony swimming after Coach Brettrager. But she's explaining to me that she's got these, it kind of looks like a doggy paddle, which means kick. And then you see all these coaches who just reach their hands in the air and they... I don't know, they're pointing, they're waving, they're nobody, and that just means go. That just means faster. You need more pace. You must swim, you must breathe less, pull water more effectively. And then I guess there's a signal which I didn't pick up, which is somebody's catching you. And you've got to know when somebody's catching. That's also a speed up. So I think all of these signals are a different version of swim faster, but that's what she's doing on the side. So all these coaches, and it's not just one coach, right? All these coaches are very eccentric and are coaching as fast as their bodies will allow them to on the deck. It's incredibly loud. The swimmers behind the blocks, especially on the relays, are also cheering as loud as their little lungs can allow them to. Swimming is crazy. Swimming is nuts. It's the loudest sporting event that you will go to. I saw not one, but like most of the people that were on the deck at Bartlett had hearing protection in. And I'm thinking I left my hearing protection at work because, you know, rebar is loud. But no, no, no. Swimmers, man. Swimmers will get you. All right. So the Colony relay teams, the super relay teams of Connor Kohlberg, Jake Simmons, as I mentioned, Ryan Chastain, and Gabe Vestri Giovanni. The most entertaining interview I've had to date. I'm going to throw that out there. GVG. A lot of fun to talk to. So they went in the 200 and the 400 freestyle relay for Colony. They were fourth in the 400, and they got second in the 200. And in that second-place effort that they had, Gabe Vestri Giovanni laid down a 2:01.26 time, which was even faster than his school record time in the 50 free. So some fast people going out there in the water. Not only were the Colony people fast, but the Palmer people were fast as well. Palmer's Max Nelders broke his own school records in the 200 and the 100 freestyle. And his younger sister Gretchen won not the 50, but the 500 freestyle. And so I was on Jeremiah Bartz's sports show. There is not one, but two, you know, Valley sports shows out here. And so I was on the Valley Sports Huddle, and I'm talking to Jeremiah, and I said, this is like a cross-country runner suiting up for the 100-meter dash and, you know, doing very well in both. This is not something that you're accustomed to seeing in other sports. This is like a closer coming in and starting the game and doing just fine. Or, you know, a third baseman going and playing Actually, third baseman are pretty versatile. Let's hold off on the third base. A right fielder coming in and playing shortstop. Like, this is completely different ends of the spectrum of the sport. And Gretchen was able to do both very well. She got third in the 50 free, and she got fourth in the 500 free. So, to the big news, though, it's called burying the lead, folks. Learn about it. Not only did Valley swimmers take first in the girls' 1 meter dive, they got second in the boys' 1 meter dive. So Chloe Hartman, also a fantastic interview, very bright young lady, won the 1 meter dive. It was only her second year of diving ever. She got first. Wasilla's Jade Chan got second, and Eileen Sear of Colony finished fourth. So I'm on the deck at Bartlett covering the swim meet and tried to find one spot. I actually was told that one of the spots that I chose to take photos from was restricted, but I learned that as a photographer, you don't ask permission, you ask forgiveness. So I'm going out on the bulkhead, which is scary enough because I've got a camera that's worth more than I am, and I'm going out and being surrounded by water. Go out on the bulkhead and I'm taking pictures of podiums, you know, and usually there's one Valley swimmer. I think a couple events there were two Valley swimmers, but three of the four people on the podium are from the Valley. And I was just like, go Valley, you know, feeling a little bit of pride. So on the boys' side, Tanner Belliston, the record-setting diver from Colony, got second. I if you listen to me on the sports huddle this week, I'm very happy that you are so, you know, thirsty for content that I'm putting out there. And thank you very much for that. But I'm going to kind of reiterate a lot of the things that I went over on the sports huddle. This kid from Bartlett, he goes out there, and divers are not stout. They're not large people. They jump and they spin very quickly, right? But this guy is from Bartlett, and he's like, there is no one who's going to touch me. Everyone in the pool knows this, and if they don't, they're about to, because they get to pick walk-up songs for the person who's leading the led the prelims gets to choose a walk-up song. So this dude chooses "All I Do Is Win" by DJ Khaled. He's just like, everybody in the pool needs to know what I'm about to do, and then he went out and did it. It wasn't even close. Ethan Larson of Bartlett High School, congratulations, young man. You are very arrogant, and I am in awe of what you can do, flipping and twisting through the air and not making a splash. So diving was a lot of fun to watch. I'm not entirely sure how they did what they did. I was talking to Chloe, and she said she had done cheer for 11 years, and she kind of decided she wanted to get away from cheer, so she got into diving. She did club last year. Apparently, she hasn't progressed as fast as Tyler Kaufman, who's a gymnast, also a diver for Palmer, took sixth. And head coach Jerry Godden of the Palmer dive team said, you know, it took her a little while to figure out she wasn't jumping off the floor. She was jumping off a board. But once she figured it out in about July, she really started to get the finer points of her diving down, and allowed her to get to the point where she's a state champion. And not only that, she's a state champion, but she's a junior. So that's going to be something that we have to look forward to for some time. All right. It is time for some more Beyonce, because duh. It's the Radio Free Palmer sports scene on 89.5 FM. You acting kind of shady, ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change? Say my name, say my name. If no one is around you, say baby, I love you. If you ain't running game, say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady, ain't calling me baby. Better say my name. The other day, I would call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same. Other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me. If I'm the girl that you claim, why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday? I know you say that I am assuming things. Something's going down, that's the way.
tell the truth, who you with? How would you like it if I came over with my click? Don't try to change it now. See, you got a bounce when 2 seconds ago said you just got in the house. It's hard to believe that you are at home by yourself when I just heard the voice, heard the voice of someone else. Just this question, why do you feel you gotta lie? Getting caught up in your game when you cannot say my name. I know you say that it was doing things. Something's going down, that's the way it seems. Shouldn't be the reason why you're acting strange. If nobody's holding you back from me, 'cause I know how you used to do. When you're saying everything to me, don't you?
Why didn't you just tell the truth?
If somebody's telling, tell me who.
Say my name,
say my name. Say, baby, I love you.
Had to switch it up just a little bit. Got to get as much Beyonce as possible into this show, right? All right, I'm gonna let this rock in the background for a minute. So the Houston Astros are world champions. I'm going to continue talking about the swimming coverage that I did. Well, also a little bit of wrestling a little bit later, but I've got to get baseball out of the way because I know I'm gonna ramble. So I might as well do it now. Let's be honest. George Springer, have a series, young man. The dude goes on to hit 5 home runs. He's the World Series MVP. And if you are a sorry sports fan like I am, you know that Springer was on the cover of the 2014 Sports Illustrated Baseball Preview. It said, the Houston Astros, your 2017 world champions. Because at that time, everyone knew, wow, the Astros are awful. No one would ever pick them to win anything. But the Astros manager, A.J. Hinch, and general manager have been able to put together a team from young guys, a young core that absolutely dominated the playoffs. On the way to the World Series title, they beat New York, they beat Cleveland, and they beat LA. They beat 3 markets bigger than them. Houston does not have the largest payroll in the league. It is one of the very few times that the World Series winning team did not come from one of the teams that had the highest payroll in the league. That's just how that goes, usually. George Springer, as I said, had himself a series. We're going to look at his stats. In his last 20 at-bats, he had 7 runs, 8 hits, 2 doubles, and 4 dingers. It's an average of .400 with 5 RBIs. That's hitting very well. Not only that, but he's playing center field a vast majority of the time for the Houston Astros. He's become a fantastic leader for, and kind of the rallying cry on that Sports Illustrated cover for the Houston Astros. Now, Paul Wall, who I'm playing the instrumental of his song, That Fire, offered the Houston Astros entire team World Series grills. He then came out with a song called World Series Grills. I really don't have anything to go along with that. I just really wanted to mention that because that speaks to me in a way. So post All-Star break, George Springer hit 241. But in the World Series, the man came alive. 34 home runs on the year, 85 RBIs. He only hit 283. But when it mattered most, their best player, their longest tenured player, the man that was brought up to be the chosen one. I'm looking at you, Bryce Harper. Got out there and got it done. You can't say enough about the effort from George Springer. Not only Springer, but the other young pieces. Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, whose glove is in the Hall of Fame enshrined currently. Carlos Correa, Yuli Gurriel, as beleaguered as he is with the suspension. Marwin Gonzalez. These are all guys that were not bought and paid for. I get a correction from my one listener that the Astros beat Boston because the Yankees beat Cleveland. Thank you, my one listener, for the correction. The core of Houston is not what the Yankees were for so many years. It is not, let's buy a baseball team that can win. Like I said, they had one of the lower payrolls. Now, it's going to be hard. You look at a team like the Seattle Seahawks a couple of years ago when they won the Super Bowl, and it was, who do we keep here? Who do we decide to pay? And they did not pay Beast Mode. Remember that. They paid their defense, and their defense is still one of the best in the league, and they are still looking for a real running back. It's going to be interesting to see who they decide to keep. Is it Springer? Is it Altuve? Is it Correa? Is it Bregman? And who ends up seeing enough money that they walk? Now, the Los Angeles Dodgers kind of did try to buy their way into a World Series title. They got Yu Darvish at the All-Star break, who many people thought was going to do exactly what he did and be the number two to Clayton Kershaw in the World Series. And he failed. He failed pretty miserably. Yu Darvish did not live up to the stage. And you get to wonder at this point, what is the market for a guy like Yu Darvish that goes 0-2 in the World Series? He got hammered. I was on my way to go watch the Game 7, and I see that in the first two innings, the Astros are up 5-0. And in that game, Springer had two hits. He had two RBIs, and he had two runs. He had a home run in that game as well to go along with a double. Altuve had an RBI. Even Lance McCullers Jr. had an RBI. So not only are the young stars of this team going to be together for a period of time, at least until these contracts are up and before these guys decide they got to get paid, they're going to be together. But this is one of the only scenarios in professional sports that you can say that quote-unquote tanking ended up working out. You look at the 76ers, the poster child for tanking, the New York Jets, who can't seem to do anything right and picked up Josh McCown, who has had a resurgent career while the New York Jets are trying to lose every game to get Sam Darnold. The Houston Astros were bad, really bad. The only two teams to lose 100 games in 2012 are the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. So what team do you really want? Do you want the team that struggles, that is middle of the road, or do you want the team that is going somewhere but may not be doing all that well currently? So the Houston Astros are going to be great next year. I don't know that they're going to be able to repeat. That pitching staff is going to be very good with McCullers. Verlander is old, and now Verlander is married. Congratulations, Justin Verlander. But it's a good team looking at next year. They don't have a whole lot of payroll that they're going to have to keep happy. The Astros are definitely going to be here for the time being. All right, we're going to take our last break. We're going to come back with more baseball, brief swimming, wrestling. I'm gonna do whatever. It's the Radio Free Palmer Sports, Dean, on 89.5 FM. But you ain't gonna need it. I'd rather you open up my body and show me secrets you didn't know was inside. No need for me to lie. It's too big. It's too wide. It's too strong. It won't fit. It's too much. It's too tough. You talk like this because he can back it up. He got a big ego. Such a huge ego.
can back it up.
Usually I'm humble, right now I don't choose. You can leave with me, or you could have the blues. Some call it arrogant.
All right, unfortunately, I have not enough time, and this is the problem that I run into every single show I do. So Dawn Brettrager ended her career at Colony High School. It was wonderful to get to interview her. I've known her for so long, but to really see what she's put into the sport and the impact that she's had on the people that she's coached. Not only that, but she got thrown in the pool by her senior, Jake Simmons, and after the state tournament, she's kind of choking back tears, and she takes off her stopwatch one last time, and I try to interview her, and I can't because these swimmers keep coming up to hug her, and Dawn Brettrager is a tough lady, and she was fighting back tears, but most of those swimmers had given up trying to fight back tears because it was inevitable at that point. So congratulations on a great career to Dawn Brettrager. Rest in peace to Roy Doc Halladay, who was one of the most feared pitchers in professional baseball for many years, from 1998 to 2009, nearly 20 games, won a World Series, threw a no-hitter. He's one of the all-time greats. That's how you have to look at it. Probably most broken bats ever. And wrestling. Colony is really good at wrestling. That's the news I have for you. All right, we are going to get to the final song, and I'm out.
Little boy in a baseball hat stands in the field with his ball and bat. Says I am the greatest player of them all. Puts his bat on his shoulder and he tosses up his ball. And the ball goes up and the ball comes down. Swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground. Now the little boy doesn't say a word. Picks up his ball. He is undeterred. Says I am the greatest there has ever been. And he grits his teeth and he tries it again. And the ball goes up and the ball comes down. Swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground. He makes no excuses, he shows no fear. He just closes his eyes and listens to the cheers. Little boy, he adjusts his hat, picks up his ball, stares at his bat. Says I am the greatest, the game is on the line. Gives his all one last time.